Yes.
I don't even know where those came from. I usually try to take somebody else.
No, I don't think so.
You can.
You want to be the one?
Are ready?
No, not ready. That'd be a compliment.
Maybe Ross.
Just take a black marker, write her name on the back side.
So long that it was just connected.
Okay.
I don't think Ross has.
I was in there, he knocked on the door.
I'm
gonna use the best.
I'll be checking it one a little bit because he didn't.
Maybe gentle.
Yeah.
So, for 1 o'clock, when you work, are you going to eat?
Yep.
What? What? Okay. I told you not to do 1 o'clock.
You said not at noon, and not at 3. Noon.
Okay, I'd like to call this regular meeting of the Village Council to order. Should we start by saying the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Joyce?
Yes.
Ken? Bill? I handed them to you when we just got here, I apologize.
This looks like an extra one?
Yeah, that must be the one we need.
On the Village Minutes for May 21st, 2015, under correspondence, it should read letter from Village Attorney instead of letter from Auditor, so turn.
Okay.
On page 1.
On page 2, line 27, it says charges $350. Is that a month or is that a day?
It says a month.
Okay. Let's have a check. That's good.
says, late water bills have done well collecting on late water bills, in some cases tacking late amounts on taxes. Should read, bills still in arrear by June 9 on taxes.
Bills still in arrears by?
June 1st.
By June 1st, okay.
The water passes June 1st.
Page 3, line 3, pen and seasonal, maybe that needs to be crossed out.
So, crossing off what part?
Page 3, line 3.
Okay.
It says, can and seasonal.
Okay.
I think that just needs to be crossed off.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I don't have them in front of me, but I'll, yeah.
Because it doesn't say anything.
Oh, we just...
But you guys don't have the same copy that I have.
Yeah, that's different than what I have.
Yeah, because I don't have it in line 3.
All right. Page 3 is just above agenda 4. That line is 10. Or line 3, I'm sorry. Don't have that page.
Was the name of the mowing contractor spelled correctly? I wasn't sure about that.
I saw your question mark.
I don't think it is. But I don't know what it is. It's
Hospenthal.
Hospenthal. Hospenthal.
Yeah, I actually asked for a clarification on that during the meeting, but I don't think anybody heard me.
Yes, I thought I didn't know if it was or not either. So. Anybody else? Change order for the number 4th change order and then designate Penfold Park and Boat Launch in Trailhead as access site for water trails would be number 7. And then number 8, code enforcement officer. It's a lot to get through, but we'll try.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the agenda.
Motion by Holly, supported by Ken. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, do we have any brief public comment this time? Correspondence. We got something on the water quality report, which I'm sure Kenny will get into. I got an email from Attorney General's office, Bill Schutte. I had contacted them about the library testing and asked for some testing results because I hadn't gotten any, so I did it through a FOIA request. And he had no information for me on that, so I'm still looking. We got a postcard, actually it's a very pretty postcard, from a realtor wanting to market the library. So I'm going to pass that around. And I think everything else is on the agenda. Girls have been answering any questions about did everybody get their treasurer's report run? Did anybody have any questions about that? Kathy, would you like to respond to Connor at all?
If there's no questions, there's nothing. I love your style.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty self-explanatory. I mean, you really do a great job. So if not, we don't. We can motion to approve the treasurer's report.
I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the treasurer's report.
I'll second it. That you chose?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion by Holly, seconded by Joyce. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay, approval of bills. I know I sound like a broken record, but it really can't be said enough to thank Kathy and Mary for all their work on bills, coding of bills. It's a big, big, big job. Did anybody have any questions about have your check register, the bills, the amendments are on the agenda. So we'll get to those later.
If no one has any questions, I'd like to make a... Go ahead and approve the bills.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion by Helen, second by Ken. Approve the bills. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Old business, council reduction of trustees as of May 30th. We no longer have to add that Jeannie Sutton's seat is vacant because we are now a five-person council. There was no petition, everything was published, so we are now officially the Village of Alberta is four trustees and the president from now until ever. In the fire ordinances and permits, the second thing in old business, again, is an agenda item. And it will continue to be until we get that done. We have, in the office, there are fire permits that people will get. I talked to Josh Mills, and I did get all of the phone numbers for people to call to get your fire permit, so I'll never post those with that. Charlie Thompson, and if you want to take these down and put it on the alert, that would be fabulous as well. Charlie Thompson is the chief, 231-651-0045. Our assistant chief is Ray Melke, 231-631-4775. And his last name is spelled M-I-E-H-L-K-E.
Thank you.
The other assistant chief is Marquetz, K-E-T-Z.
Was it, I'm sorry, was that Mark Katz?
I'm sorry, Mark.
Mark,
Katz,
okay.
Yes.
Is it M-A-R-K or M-A-R-C?
Yes, M-A-R-K.
Okay.
231-383-1354.
Thanks.
And they can call them. They don't need to call Kenny. The fire chief should be the one who inspect the pits, and they can get their permit. Also, those are the numbers that you call for complaints, and we're going to ask that our ordinance go with those permits in the office, the fire ordinance, so it shows what you can burn and what you cannot burn. Also, maybe with those numbers, the fire ordinance could be placed on the website and in the alert. Because it's the season, as cold as this winter's been. Unfortunately, we need fire at night just to stay warm at home outside. And then the agenda will handle the fire ordinance burning stove. So we'll move on to the agenda, and the first one is the budget amendments. There's actually two number ones. On your agenda, because they both dealt with amendments and designation of a CD account. And that requires a resolution. The first one is the budget amendment, reorganize the village park accounts by moving the revenue and expense accounts associated with the life saving station, waterfront park, and Pinfold Park into 101, Fund 101. The village parks and general fund have always been paid from the same bank accounts and is reported as the general village funds on audits and financial statements, so there is no effective change to the village financial position. Fund 208 would remain, but would be exclusively for parks and recreation revenue and expenses. This amendment is as per recommendation of the village auditor and endorsed by the Parks and Recreation Commission financial secretary. Upon approval of the Seton bill for signs, establish a sign account with the village park expense account, department 751, and set a budget of $650 for the account. Upon approval of the Gabridge and Company PLC bill for auditing service, increase the budget for auditing services 19850-80600 by $2,500.
That's a typo, that should be 101.
101.
Okay.
Thanks.
101.
This takes a motion to approve the budget amendment numbers 1, 2, and 3.
I'll make a motion that we approve the proposed budget amendments.
I'll second that.
1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
Okay. Motion by Bill Soper, seconded by Holly O'Boyer. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, the second one is a proposed resolution for sewer fund reserve. The Village of Alberta maintains state savings account 3572 with a balance in excess of $54,000. It's been understood by the Village Office and Budget Finance and Audit Committee that this money was designated as a sewer reserve against the existing USDA loans for the sewer system. During the recent audit, it was noted that prior audits had shown this account to be part of the major and local street funds. The origin of the money is in the above bank account is unclear and is believed that the purpose of the money was misstated during past audits. The resolution will clarify the village's position with respect to the money going forward by designating the money in the state savings bank account number 3572 as sewer reserve. This is important as the village is required to maintain a reserve account against the sewer loans to address emergent issues with the sewer system. The sewer fund bank accounts are insufficient to fulfill that purpose. The major and local street bank accounts have sufficient balance to support all planned and many emergent issues arising from streets and does not need the money maintained in 3572. Furthermore, it has been a source of confusion to the budget finance and audit members and other people reviewing the village fund systems why and how the street funds have such disappropriately high cash balances. This resolution is recommended by the village auditor and supported by the Budget Finance and Audit Committee. The resolution supports the village compliance with the Michigan Budget Act, Uniform Accounting Procedure, and USDA loan requirements. Note that the USDA loans for the sewer infrastructure are Village of Alberta debt and separate and distinct from Blue Waste Water Treatment Plant loans. Resolution, whereas the Village of Alberta recognizes an existing non-compliance with the terms of the USDA sewer loans and desires to confirm to the terms of the loans, therefore, be it resolved that the Village of Alberta designates the money held in state saving bank account number 3572 as sewer reserve.
I'll make a motion that we adopt the resolution for the sewer fund reserve.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion by Bill Soper, second by Ken Holmes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. Thank you, Kevin, for that. Okay, number two, fire ordinance burning stoves. I'm going to turn this over to Holly. When I did all the research and the work on this, and I know it's been a lot, so.
Turns out outdoor wood burning stoves put off a lot more stuff in the air, particulate matter. It's harmful to the public health. It's a big complaint issue in our village. So I did a bunch of research, and apparently the only way to control it at all in a village or anywhere in Michigan is by passing an ordinance or an amendment to an ordinance. And so I did one according to the state of Michigan guidelines, what they recommended. And it's all, you know, right from that. And it seemed quite reasonable to me, and I think it would help a lot to take care of a lot of problems. It's probably not perfect. I don't know what is perfect. But I did the best I could.
You did a good job. I thought that was great. It addresses most all of our problems in town, and that's what we need to have done.
I just had a couple of things on it. On page 2, 4.3, it says construction and demolition waste means building waste materials, including but not limited to waste shingles, insulation, lumber, treated wood, painted wood, wiring, plastics, packaging, and rubble that results from construction, remodeling, repair, and demolition operations on a house, commercial or industrial building, or other structure. Under lumber, I wondered if we could say untreated lumber. I mean, there is some lumber that's clean, and I know it's a little tiny thing, but treated lumber, it's got treated wood here, but then it says lumber. But not all lumber is.
Do you want to at the end write, this does not include untreated lumber?
Or if we just eliminate the word lumber and not treated wood.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because I made a couple phone calls about lumber. And that falls under anything that has been touched by a saw. Well, that doesn't make it bad.
It says treated wood right after that, so
yeah.
Do you want to take out lumber?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would that be okay?
And DNR write you a ticket if you burn building materials. If you're burning clean 2x4s, untreated, in a brush pile, they'll write you a ticket.
Really? Mm-hmm. Why?
Because it's state law.
Well, but on the other hand, if you're burning untreated wood, it's not going to create the problems.
Right.
Yeah.
That's almost the same as burying bark on wood.
Well,
right. But I mean, I'm just saying that's what the DNR, if you have a pile of it, the DNR will get a ticket for it. But like I said,
what about tree though? Like the lumber, I don't know, maybe I'm misconstruing lumber. Like we just had all those trees cut. To me, once it's cut, it's lumber.
No.
You can't burn that either.
Once it's processed, that means it goes through a sawmill. And maybe the boards and that.
Yeah.
Then you're not supposed to burn.
But that doesn't mean it's treated.
No.
Okay.
I say processed lumber.
Well, then you're cutting down a tree. It's processed.
Right.
Is that processed?
I don't know. All I know is the DNR rent your ticket for it.
Yeah. Okay.
I talked to Charlie Thompson about that one time, and he said. What Kenny said, if it's been run through a sawmill, in other words, a 2x4 with no chemicals on it, it's illegal to burn that.
Okay.
That's just state law.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well leave it in then.
I guess we'll leave it in then. Okay. So I don't know. Processed, I guess, is the difference in the word. Because I'm thinking of all the trees that were just cut down the top of the people did it. Like, okay, well, that's actually lumber to me.
They call that, then it's called firewood.
Okay.
That's why they, you know, you have building construction and there's firewood.
Right.
And then the other thing was, we had made a note at the last meeting to publicize the public hearing because it's an ordinance, and I forgot to do that. I apologize for that. So we have to do that. So rather than have a special meeting and cost the village money, I would like to do that at the beginning of next month and hold a public
hearing so that it's legal. I don't know if you have to do that with an amendment. I'm embarrassed to say, but.
Basically, that's just an amendment to our own burning ordinance.
It is an amendment to our burning ordinance.
Yeah. So why wouldn't that do that?
I couldn't find that in the general law, but it's in the book, so.
Because all we're doing is amending our fire ordinance, and it shouldn't have. Shouldn't have that up, but maybe our public. When you go up with all we're doing is amending.
Right.
That's what I thought too.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, I couldn't, under amendments in the general law of the chamber, I did look in that and see where you had to have a public hearing for amendment. Then I was sure. So, if we don't, or if we do.
Can someone send me the finalized language?
Yeah, I will.
All right, so this is an amendment to the existing ordinance.
It is an amendment.
What's the existing ordinance number?
Dan, you have the village ordinance number, the burn ordinance number.
There it is, the alphabet.
I think it's 10, but I'm not positive.
Nine or 10?
Okay, and where does this fit in the ordinance? Does it go in front, does it go in the back? Does it supersede because the numbering is duplicative? How does that fit?
What do you want?
It's not up to me, it's up to what you get though.
No, it'd be at the end of it.
All right, so we're gonna have duplicate number. We have two section ones, two section twos, two section threes, just to send down number eight at the end of it.
So it would be the number of the original ordinance, and then just amended, as amended with this date.
So this is.
It'd still be the same number.
Yeah.
So this is going to, the contents, is this going to supersede the existing contents? Because it's already ordinance number 10, section 1, purpose. We're not gonna have two section ones purpose, so this is amended as.
No, this would be section 2. Because that doesn't deal with burning.
Somebody's gonna have to open up the ordinance in the document and add that in the right numbers, with numbers. Somebody needs to edit the ordinance. They have to like take it, open it, put that, paste that in, and make the numbers so it's 1, 2, 3, and that's like 4 or whatever it is, so it fits in the document.
And that's what you guys need to approve.
And that's what has to be approved, and that's what has to be posted.
And all we need actually is amendment to number 10, I think that's on the fire number, number 10.
Right, let me see your ordinance, Ken. Do you have a written?
That's my fire, I said that's my fire, though. If you wanted to excuse me for a few minutes, I would dig it up. You got the zoning on, other than that?
I don't know.
Unless you're able to do the editing and distribute.
It's not in the zoning text.
Everybody can see it.
Other ordinance.
Yeah, some of our village ordinance. Let's see if it's in here. There is a lot about.
What it says right here is, in adding new material, such as a new subsection, the entire section being amended generally should be set forth in full, including the new material, to show how the amended section will read in full. If this is not done, computer realize. If a long section is being amended, it is appropriate and maybe more convenient to set forth only the amended subsection. The amended ordinance should state exactly where the new material is to be placed by section or subsection number. So it would be a section number after whatever the ordinance is.
All right, I'm going to tell you right now. If this goes in the way it's numbered, it will create confusion. Somebody actually needs to go and merge this into the existing ordinance and put that in front of the council.
Yeah, amendment number 1, 2, or 3.
So that the definition section of the ordinance is comprehensive, includes the old definitions and the new definitions.
Right.
So,
but I'll take that up after a meeting so we can figure out the right number on that.
Okay, so what we're voting on is
to accept the amendment on our number 10, that's just another amendment.
Subsection, you need a number.
Yeah.
Correct? No. It's a whole new addition to the ordinance.
But it's just an amendment to it or a...
I know this is really, I'm not making sense to you, for you.
It is. You can do what you want. You don't have any comprehensive laws. You can do what you want.
Well, we have the old ordinance.
Yes.
Do we have any?
No.
We don't either. So, we are just approving the amendment to the ordinance.
That's right.
And then we will figure out the particulars to go in the website. Otherwise, we're going to have to do it another meeting, so.
This is just to amend the original fire ordinance number 10. I'm going to be the 9th, and all of that. I don't know which one I'm doing. To read.
Let's do this because we're not sure and we want this to be right and we have to come back and redo this thing. Let's table it until the next meeting so that we can find out exactly what the wording should be. Everybody look at the ordinance. Because we don't have the other ordinance in front of us.
Sorry, I might be able to pull it up on the internet because I know that I posted the burn ordinance on the alert at one point. So if you want, I'll see if I can find it real quick, and then you can sort of have it in front of you, sort of.
Sorry, guys. Yeah.
No, that's okay. Let me go. I'm sure I have it in my back of my truck. But listen, while she's looking up, we're both looking.
While she's looking that up, did everybody get an opportunity to read this? Does anybody else have any questions about any portion of this? For the burners that are already here.
I think
the burners took out. What does it have? How long it's got to be out before they can say if Bill had an outside burner already there, he takes it out, you have to put it for another one to go in. Do you have to do it right away, or does it stay in there how long? If it's gone for so long, then they cannot put it back in, or if you take it out?
If you take it out, you can't put one in. If you have one now, then you have to do a couple of modifications, but you can't ever put another one in.
Okay. So once they take it out?
minimum.
Now, when I talked to Charlie about that, the state requires that the stack height be what the manufacturer recommends. And, because I specifically asked him about valves for furnace, because it didn't seem tall enough to me, so I asked him, and he said it was, they just followed what the manufacturer recommends. So is, where did the 15 feet come from?
Well, when, I didn't talk to Charlie, I didn't talk to any fire people about this, but I researched on the internet, and it said that there's nothing anywhere, there are no state laws anywhere talking about outdoor wood boilers. And what it said was, the state doesn't regulate it, the federal government doesn't regulate it, and the only way you can have any regulation is to pass some kind of amendment to your ordinance or whatever. So I don't, I never found that, what he's talking about.
I just spoke, wasn't Charlie, but it was the building department. And the building inspector said that whatever the manufacturer recommends, stack height be, that's what they go by. So they don't have any rules.
Okay.
The county doesn't have any set rules.
No.
And that's the problem, is no one has any rules.
Well, the manufacturer.
Yeah, but that, I don't know if that is enforceable.
Well, the county would enforce it.
They don't, though.
You've got to send them, you've got to send them.
No.
They don't. They, because that's one of the big, I called, Holly called.
Unless you send a complaint, they don't, they aren't going.
Even if you complain, they don't, though, that's the thing. This is the, couldn't get it on the iPad, I can only get on this. This is the ordinance, it's 2017, and there's already some amendments on there that I don't know of. In red, you see, but that's not the same as what, so it could be, so it ends with section 9. So if you're going to add that, just, it's got to be added.
Right. And some of this is already in the ordinance that you're saying.
That's the thing, and that's why some of it's already in the ordinance.
So if you don't put it for the council exactly the way it's going to be at the end, it's effectively like signing a contract and having somebody go change on it.
Right.
And say, no, really, it's the same contract and you're held to it.
Right.
And somebody would define that it was not legitimate.
So, right. So in order to do that, and when you go all the way through this and you look at this and you look at this, some of this stuff is redundant. So it has to be one ordinance. Because right now, I totally get what you're saying, Kaylee, is that we are accepting two ordinances, and some of it has the same in there, so it's going to make it null and void. So I really think that we should table this until next month. We look at it, we do combine the two into one ordinance, and then do that as an amendment, because it's more than we have time to do. Thanks, Emily.
So what you're saying is I need to...
You can look that over. This is one that we've done.
Compare that with ours, because some of this stuff is already in our ordinance, so it's not. It's not. It's not an amendment. It's a new ordinance. I mean, the way this is written, it would be a new ordinance, not an amendment.
Okay.
An amendment is taking the ordinance and then just adding the things like the wood burner. This has got to what you burn and what you can't burn, and that's already in ours.
So this is an amendment to ordinance number 17.
Right.
Yeah, it has to be 17. That's what it is.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Just want to do it right now.
Do it right the first time.
So it's an amendment, and so whatever I have on here that is a duplicate, I have to cross out.
Original one.
Yeah. So anything that's in our original ordinance that is the way we want compliance to be, you leave that alone, and then you just add the things that aren't in our ordinance as an amendment with a separate number. That's what you're thinking.
To get the
separate number. Yes.
So if this is done, we can't have a control with fire.
Right.
Okay.
And then maybe we'll have the fire department look at.
Okay. But it's a whole thing. We don't need to. change this.
They'll be enforced.
Well, she'll continue.
Well, there, then that.
Can I have?
Yeah.
There might be something for me to change.
Oh, okay. Does that work for everybody? Do that and then.
Do that, that.
Thanks. The boys are reasonable here. Okay, next, the historical recognition. And I have that agenda item wrong as far as Dolores' name and spelling. It is Dolores Schmidt. Sorry.
S-C-H-M-I-T-T.
Is it Dolores or Dolores?
D-O-L-O-R-E-S.
Okay, Dolores, you're the floor.
All right. I have a petition here for the Village of Alberta, the council. I have signatures. I'm requesting that MDOT have a sign under the Village of Alberta sign, the limit sign. First settlers, 1855, John and Carolyn Greenwood. And I have signatures here, several signatures of descendants, friends, people on the council. And I would like it approved ASAP, and if it can be done tonight, that would just be wonderful, and I'll hand carry it to MDOT.
A couple questions that I had people ask
okay.
me, Dolores. Is proof that they were the first settlers? Do you have that?
I have it from...
That's the first thing that's in BIPOC history.
So that's the.
That's.
Yep, I saw that.
That's out of the history.
So that is. This is what I heard, and I'm just saying.
Yeah.
History according to Blacklock.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make it legal?
He was pretty close on that. Some of those people back, Harley Martin, the Martin family planted all the maple trees in Alberta. 34. They're still talking about this. So, as far as I'm concerned, that's what we're going to heard of that. Just to he wasn't the first settler here. And if you could read the story about him, he made some in the history of Heron Lake and Frankfurt. And some of the Alberta, he was the first mailman, and he traveled to Manistee and get it. Sometimes he even went as far as Traverse City. So he was the first postmaster, and he had a supply house just outside of town that when people come in, they got their supplies from him. He's the only one they could get it from.
Can you say the name again? I'm sorry. Of what would go on the sign?
What would go on the
What's
sign?
The proposed, what is proposed to go on the sign?
First settlers, 1855, John and Carolyn Greenwood.
Okay.
My paper says 1851.
Okay. That's that. I checked that with the Blacklock history.
On this
page?
Oh, okay. So it should be 1855, is that what you're saying? So this would be a request to MDOT at no cost to the village, and MDOT would put a sign up that
they're going to give a price and then we would make a decision.
But who would pay for the sign?
I depending on the cost, I would like to get donations, and I would be one of the first to donate.
So you would be in charge of raising that money?
Yes, I would, okay. Absolutely.
Any else have anything?
Do you have to pretend the town is going on both or?
Two people.
Trustee signs.
However, one would be better than none at all.
But then for one, preferable of both of them.
Yeah, if we, you know, we'll see if it's $50,000, we just do one.
That's okay. That'll charge you much.
So what do you need from the village?
I just need, I called MDOT and they said to okay it with the village council and get your signatures, plus this, and direct it to MDOT. Margaret Sager, US 31, Traverse City, Michigan, and the address and the phone number.
Okay, so you would still want to invite the village council to support it, and then you would take that motion and mail it to them.
The council.
So are there other books that state that they are the first settlers? Or is it just
there are several. They're even in one of the Howard, John Howard's history of Heron Lake. There's quite a lot of history.
Yeah, there isn't any doubt. I mean, nobody has any doubt.
We have to have a Greenwood Landing Road out here.
To the end of Grace Road.
Yep.
And if I could just get your okay and writing, and then I...
Well, on this first page it says 1851.
Well, it's that here.
And then the second... On the first, third, and fourth page, it says 1851.
Yeah.
It's in two places.
Okay. This is
but it's in this
the
book.
Original, I know.
Two. In the book. Copy. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So is that incorrect? I'm not trying to
make sure it ends up in the minutes. Oh, yeah, I will. Yeah. For sure. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, for sure. Because I'm trying to get the petition, and that's going to create a slide. Yeah. Yeah, don't worry.
Yeah,
I don't
want
to
be that line.
There's a plaque of the cemetery.
I know, with the plaque.
And the name's not there.
So where else does it have the date of 1855 or 1851? I mean, 1851 is what Black Lives said, but she just said it's 1855.
All right.
We just want, like Holly said, we want to make sure that we have the right date.
Is there a land grant or something that has a date on it?
I went to the courthouse and they don't have anything other than.
So what makes you say it's 1855?
Well, it just seemed like the way things, the other things that were going. going on. They didn't go on until after 1855.
Did anybody talk to Lou Yock?
Yes, I've been to the Benzie genealogy meeting at the Benzie County Historic Society.
But I'm not sure that he was the first settler here in Wellcome. Then there was another one that settled over in Franklin after that.
Oliver was the one on the north side of the bay. Yeah. Greenwood was.
But Oliver was also the man that pushed the tree down there in the cemetery.
Right. Landed.
He planted a double line of trees.
Yeah.
Well, I would be comfortable with okaying the sign, and between now and then we got some sort of confirmation on the real date. Somehow.
We
because
okay.
You know, it's two completely different dates. And if it's, you know, history according to Blacklock, it's 1851.
Yeah.
If it's actually 1855, there's gotta be some reason.
May I suggest that they landed in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Dolores and I went out there to see the records. And maybe 51 refers to the Nova Scotia landing in 55. When it was into here. Because in those days, it was a long time.
Yeah,
that's not. That doesn't help.
Okay. I mean, is that fair?
Sure.
Because just that, so that when it does go on there, we have it
real smart.
According to, you know, we want to do them justice, but we've been working on this for a really long time.
So yeah. Like 50 years.
We want to make sure it's right.
Well, I would just assume do it. 1851.
That's what the good book says.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're doing it according to Blacklock,
okay.
Let's record the Blacklock, right?
You see, Blacklock was the only one that had those records.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do 1851.
Okay.
If you find out it's different, then you got to do it before the time goes up. Before it's made. Yeah. Okay. 1851, folks.
All the material.
I have a different one than
top room.
She does.
Kathy Linden.
Yeah.
And Tilly had thrown some of this stuff out before Jim Aker bought it.
That's part of
it. I have two of this page,
yeah,
but not the front page.
Yeah.
That's
what it is. Oh, now it's
two friends. Maybe somebody else.
All right, here's the signatures. And
I have that.
1851.
That's the one they use.
Now, what do we do from here?
Okay, so we would have to make a motion.
We make a motion and a resolution.
No, it's a motion.
Okay. Yeah.
A motion to support the sign, John and Carolyn Greenwood, first settlers in 1851.
Right.
Are you making that motion, Ken?
I'm making that motion. You just put it right on the
motion. Do I have a support?
I'll support it.
Joyce, okay, motion by Ken, supported by Joyce. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. I'll get you a copy of that motion.
Okay. Then it's been approved.
Yes, but approved by council.
And then I will take this with the signature.
Right, okay.
You've seen it.
Yeah. I have two.
We have a copy of that.
Oh, okay. We have some more.
Oh,
yeah, we have that. All right, so we will get you. We'll get you a copy of the motion.
When
Tuesday. How's that?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I can pick that up.
Yep.
All right. Tuesday, what's the office hours on Tuesday?
Wednesday afternoon, Thursday morning.
Oh, I'm sorry, Wednesday after 1.
After 1.
Wednesday. You can pick it up in the office.
Pick it up and take it to MDOT.
Right, okay. Real quick, I'm just gonna just say this. I understand that your highway M168 has been given back to the city of Alberta from the state of Michigan, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I would suggest that you name that mile Greenwood Parkway.
That's right.
We're probably going to have a contest to see her name that, but that's certainly a...
Greenwood Parkway, I would suggest. Because when there was a meeting of the Alberta Council several years ago, when they decided they didn't want to be South Frankfort, they had a meeting, and Greenwood Village was brought up for that name of the new village here, Greenwood Village. And a lady said, no, I think we should name it after the Alberta peach.
She got $10 for that.
Yeah. So now you're Alberta after the peach. And it should be Greenwood Village. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dolores.
Thank you.
Thank you, folks.
Welcome. Thank you for all those years of working on that.
Thank you. It was what the hell.
Okay, next, auditor invoice for last fiscal year. We just amended the budget. Just wanted to bring this up that there's been some back and forth on that Zoom because it was over double that. And Mary fought tooth and nail to get it down. We just agreed to the...
Was it the
$2,750, which is half of what they originally were charging us. So, really need to commend Mary on that because she really fought to get that down.
Well, why did she sign for this much money when nobody else knew anything?
Robin signed.
Yeah,
she didn't. This is Robin.
I don't know why Robin signed it, but she did. And Mary bought it, so
yeah,
she got it cut in half.
Yeah.
No. So.
So we know she did that. Well, she did. I know she signed that. At that time, when everything was up in the upheaval, and
yep.
Everybody left the office.
Okay, next is the Frankfort Alberta Athletic Association.
Does that mean we're paying it?
We need a motion.
Yeah, we're going
to
vote on
it.
Yeah.
We need a motion on this.
Yeah. Yeah. So she does already been done.
We already made the motion. We made it up under budget amendments.
Oh, okay.
We amended it. I just wanted to bring that up that, and not forget the fact that it was double and very.
Okay.
The Frankfort Alberta Athletic Association, I think that was in, actually it was in last month's back here, then too. I don't know how much of that, but I did apologize for that. Comments?
My question, of course, is the Frankfort Alberta Athletic Association, they talk about how they maintain the Frankfort field and the Alberta field, and obviously Frankfort is a lot bigger than us, and they've got a lot more going on at their baseball diamonds with electronic scoreboards and football fields and whatever. What do they pay?
They got the big shot. This complex got started, it started a lot of years ago. The Lockhart Field, that was called the Lockhart Field, and Albert Dalton donated from 1 year to the next. And then we got this field here,
they maintain, they put all the diamond dust on it, and they've got the fence put in and all this kind of stuff here, so.
But how much does it cost to maintain? We mow every, and we just took on mowers, so we're already paying.
It's already paying for it.
We're already paying for it.
As long as I've been.
The dugouts are built, what do they actually do?
I mean, they're like, that's what we've seen tonight when you had a hundred people here.
They park on your lawn.
Yeah, they park on the rest of the yard.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's a maintenance-free crap, we consider.
I think that.
They had two green or something come in, because there was a thing on the door of the wellhouse one day where they had fertilizer bait around the inside of the ball field or whatever, but.
I think our portion, what do you think it costs us to have that mowed for a season?
Depends on the weather.
With the new people, are they mowing it or are we doing it?
We're doing it. We're making.
No, it's underneath our.
It's under our new contract.
Right, but it, that all includes all this up here, includes everything here.
It's all the parks.
I would suggest going back and see what we have done before.
What we've done before, they say, is $500.
That generally we've been doing for many, many, many years.
Right.
So.
I mean, they do, yeah, we don't do anything like with the diamond dust or leveling. They come level up inside the ball field, they got a plate off there they drag around or whatever, but.
Well, and I did ask Mary to call, they called today about wanting the restrooms cleaned and more toilet paper, paper towels, and no. I told her to tell them that they, we went through this last year, that they get a porta potty. We have this building for rent, we use this building for meetings, I was in a meeting here the other day, because they're in the bathroom, they're, you know, they broke this thing off sometimes, so this is not open to the public for that. Unless somebody, you know, I mean, that's not my decision to make, that's council decision to make, but we talked about that last year and took the keys away. I don't know who gave the keys back.
That's what I can't understand, because they're.
Yeah, keys again.
Other doors.
Yes.
When I was in there, let's see, was it Monday? All the heat was on, the lights were on, and I hear the ventilation working, and I come in the building, and so the toilet lights were on. The heat was up, so I don't know how that got there, but it's there.
So how do you guys feel about that? Do you feel that we should keep those bathrooms locked and make them a porta potty?
And change the locks on those outside door locks, because they are using the same heat.
The time where you just change the insert, could we get those instead of having to change all, you know, like the whole lot thing? Would that be?
Cost more than just changing the whole lock on if you buy the, depends on which ones you buy.
Cost more the first time, but then after that.
Right.
Cost more than change that, because.
Well, how many times do you plan on changing them?
How long is the building stand?
You should probably just get the keys back.
Well, you have to put a bolt on inside of the door.
I think $500 is a lot of money, because we pay to have that on, honestly, that's, and that's just my.
Well, we've been doing that for a long time, that's not the, Andy Micum, one of our local fellows, he puts a lot of time in all these places. It's not just a small organization, it has to do with both the schools, Albert and Frank School.
And we have quite a few of our teachers.
It's a small sum for the paying for the sports, actually.
Well, it wasn't budgeted.
I'll later on, I'll give you some good news and tell them. But I would make a motion that we continue on paying the $500. But they need to know they've got to put their own toilet in there. Last year with the,
they shouldn't even be using the toilet in here.
Nope, and the toilets in there, they were.
Kathy?
Hey, I'll grant you something later on.
Yeah, it is coming out of our debt repayment, so it's slowing down our debt. That's where we're coming out of.
It's a really small sum for your support, to keep the field open.
So in addition to a motion to approve, we need a motion to amend, so this, Mary cannot pay a bill if there's no budget. So we need a budget.
Right, it's not in there.
Then you won't need it. What we got coming later. Not in the budget.
And you can't make a motion to amend if it's not in the agenda item?
No.
Not legal. So.
It's tabled then.
It's tabled until we have the, next month we'll do the amendment and find out where the money's coming from. That'll be an old business. Can I just make one quick comment on the name of that 168 or whatever?
No, not until we have a public hearing.
Later.
Well, I thought, seeing there was a little lull there, maybe I thought.
There's a lull because we're trying to finish this.
Yeah. Okay, next is, I forgot the order.
Item six is the number four change order.
Yeah.
Change order.
Change order. Change order.
Four.
Four. And we have that as well.
Tomorrow we'll pack it.
Matt, are you still awake?
I am. Feeling lively. Thank you very much. The stuff was included in your package, the memo for me and the change order.
Great.
I won't go through a great deal of detail, but this is related to the $735,000 grant that the village received for the Alberta Waterfront project. The initial demolition left, it was about $476,000 of the Cope plant and Mitchell building. And a portion of the roundhouse, with a balance of about $259,000. Contract was entered into at Ludke to take the ferry docks out. The original contract amount was $188,000. With the combination of the change orders, their contract comes approximately, there are some unit costs that are included in there, but approximately to $230,000. So there still is a balance of $20,000 or so, $29,000. The grant ends June 30th, so this will be the last change order because we don't have any more time. And this relates to two items that were identified that were not in the original scope of work. When the aprons were lifted up, we didn't know exactly what was underneath the aprons. And when the apron was lifted up, there was this kind of a superstructure. It was about six pilings, about eight pilings that are in series and strapped together, and it's really unknown as to what the bottom of that piling is, whether it's a steel supported structure, whether it's wood. They can't break it off like they have the individual pilings, and so they had to have divers come in and see exactly what's down there. They have underwater chainsaws or whatever is down there. When they find it, they'll be able to cut those. If it's just wood, they'll be able to cut them with chainsaws and then pick those pieces out time by time. I was a little bit mistaken. It's at both the east and the west ferry dock. Both ferry docks anticipate a couple of days to do that work. Mm-hmm. It's fairly expensive to have the divers come in for specialized work. As you can imagine, they have to have four people there while they're doing it. A according to state standards. So obviously very specialized work. The Lekke will, for the 2 days that they anticipated to take that, that's part of their original contract. But if it takes any additional time, Lekke has provided a time and cost for their time as well there. So that's the first item that is anticipated to total about $9,200 if it takes 2 days. But there is a pretty substantial $6,000. The state has already approved this change order, by the way. They also have to approve the change order.
Okay, I was going to ask you that because I saw there was a note in there that they thought that was kind of expensive. So I was wondering what if they didn't approve it. But
yeah,
they did.
And they did. Yep, I got a note back. I didn't check to see what they were copying on that. But they didn't come back and approve it. I said, when I responded back, that we're not going to allow them to continue to go on. And that we'll have to just at some point in time say, okay, cut it off. However, we can deal with it most safely. So we don't have enough money, we're not going to go on and on and on for that as well. The other item is a scale house vault. There used to be a scale house there. When that was removed, there's a vault that was discovered. It's kind of the fulcrum arm to allow for the scales. It's a pretty thick reinforced concrete. Actually, John Keeler said that it's reinforced with railroad ties as opposed to like re-rod, so it's even tougher. So in order to utilize the funds, again, these are all state dollars, no local dollars, no village dollars at all. Being able to utilize those funds and get that site as clean as possible, we're suggesting that wasn't part of the original scope, but adding the cost in to remove that scale house, and that's about the extent of the activity.
And does that have to have additional approval by the state, or is that...
That was all included. Well, okay. They approved both of these items. So.
Is the scale house in the water?
No, it's outside.
They had to weigh cars, rail cars down there. That's where that was scale track.
And so, what it was is it was kind of buried in the scale house where the person was and weighed it all out. So it was buried. There's a fulcrum that went out and would weigh that. And then there's a long arm and a scale that goes back to balance that to determine what the weights are. So that was totally uncovered. It was under the ground. It wasn't in any of the plans. And so when they kind of started opening that up and take the scale house down, they identified that vault. So if appropriate, we're requesting approval for change order 4 for the underwater services and for the scale house vault.
Okay, I'll
make a motion that we approve the change order number 4 for the deconstruction of the...
I've been down there too, and I'll second that motion.
Okay.
Because they were picking pieces out of that. But that scale up, there is a, the original scale is, I don't know where it's at, but it's up, someone got it in their garage. I have a switch I'm repairing that was on the west slip. And then we'll figure out where I want it down in the park. And it's working switch, you can go back and forth.
Okay, motion by Bill, second by Ken. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Sir, can you remind me of your name?
Yes, Mac, M-A-C, McClelland, M-C-C-L-E-L-L-A-N-D.
Thank you.
Clean, Kathy?
Okay. Pretty clean.
I'm glad you didn't need to use mine.
Yes, I have some extras. Great. Thank you very much.
Appreciate your patience.
No problem. For 12 years for the county, so I understand.
Yeah, a long time. Okay, next is the designated Pinfold Park boat launch and trailhead access site for water. Boy, that is a mouthful. Anybody have any questions on that? I did have one on the third paragraph. Existing shallow water boat launch at Alberta's Pinfold Park, aka Minicon, is ideally suited for a private non-motorized boater.
I don't know that part of your
That's not the resolution, that's just background. The resolution pulls that up a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
But on that, there are boats with small motors that go in there that are launched, so.
A lot of.
The water, the way the water is right now, you put a larger boat in there. I mean, when you start curtailing the size of it, you don't want to do that. If someone wants to come in there and dock with a fishing boat, they should be able to do it.
Well, it doesn't say they can't. The resolution says, whereas the existing boat launch in Alberta's Penfold Park provides access to Betsy Lake and Betsy River and Lake Michigan, and whereas the Village of Alberta recognizes the recreational and economic value of designated water trails, be it resolved that the Village of Alberta designates the boat launch facility at Alberta's Penfold Park, AKA Minipond, a trailhead and access site for Lake Michigan Water Trail and future Betsy River Water Trail. No one in there does it say they can't put a different kind of boat.
No intention to exclude.
Pardon?
We don't want to exclude, we just want to include.
Exactly. You just want to increase it, because when you increase it, you, and you add on the kayaks and all of that, because there is not a boat launch on Betsy Bay exclusively for small boat. I mean, Frankfurt, you can launch anything, but if we are this, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I certainly could be, if we designate it for that, it really is going to open us up for grants, because we will be the trailhead for access.
Literally puts Alberta on a map. They'll be making maps.
Right. Yeah. But nowhere does it exclude any other kind of boat, correct? I mean, if you have a boat that has a motor and you want to launch there, you can certainly launch there. We're not saying you cannot launch with the boat.
I think any person with a common brain would go and launch one of the big fishing boats down there.
Right.
I mean, they have a brain.
But they're putting a lot of little boats.
Yeah, that isn't there.
They're putting them there because there's no docks, huh?
Right, and we're not gonna exclude, if that's your question, Ken, we're not gonna exclude what's going in there now.
But that's what I want to make sure that it's not just a bunch of kayaks coming in there, it's fine, it's one of the lovely things, but to...
Say that with love, please.
Yeah, yeah. It's not anything else.
Right.
I'll make a motion that we designate Alberta's Penfold Park trailhead and access site for water trails.
Motion by Bill Silver.
I'll second.
Second by Ken Holmes. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, the last thing, I just kind of threw this in, and there isn't any information in anybody's packet, I just want food for thought. And I mean this in the nicest way. Alberta is a beautiful village, but it needs cleanup, and we have a junk ordinance that is not being utilized or enforced. I would like to see that change. So I've been doing some research, and it seems a lot of communities have what they call a code enforcement officer. So I would like people to think about that. We don't have police. We're kind of at the far end of the county for the sheriff's department. Not to say that, you know, that they don't think about us, but it's very difficult. So what we can legally do is we can hire, and I use that term loosely because there's not a lot of money, but we can get to volunteer or something. We can have a code enforcement officer, and that would be somebody, my recommendation would be not from the village, that doesn't have any close ties with anybody.
That would be my, and
I'm not sure how we market this, because I just really kind of been looking at this the last couple days, and there are lots of communities in the state of Michigan that have these. It's kind of like a deputy, but he has designated,
the
purpose of a code officer is to assure compliance with adopted village ordinances, ensuring residents a safe environment while also maintaining property values. That's what it's titled to do. So
So think about that.
There might be a police officer that wanted like a side job.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, that's one.
Or even a retired one, or, yeah, that's a great idea.
Retired police officer anyway. But we need somebody out of town because every time we try to reinforce it, they just don't seem to get done.
Like Frankfurt.
And it's ridiculous because we have all these ordinance, we paid a lot of money for a lot of them, and they're not being adhered at all.
Well, and it's pretty difficult when we don't have a police. You know, we don't have our own police department. We don't really have, Kenny's plate is beyond full and 10 times full, so he doesn't really have time. So, kind of start thinking about this and asking around, and then, you know, it's going to be old business until we get one or something.
I would like to have research that and come up with a name for the next meeting.
Okay.
That, because I will go along with that 100%. I mean, when I go and up on the end of Lincoln Street and see a 6-foot pile of wood on our right of way, a pile of sawdust on our right of way, go down to Crapo Street, there's a snowplow, garbage cans, another stuff sitting on right on the sidewalk. Been there. We got signs that are cocked this way and signs cocked that way and not being done, but we need to do something.
All right, well, let's all do what we can to bring this up. And then we'll be an agenda item for this meeting as well. Anybody else have any ideas on that? Ask around too, so if you have somebody that, yeah, we just need to.
When you do the
work hard for free. No. How fun would that be?
They could get a cut of the, well, I'm
looking to see if that's legal. If it is legal, that's a great idea. I know that we can't do that. We can't pay somebody.
We can give them a quota like the system yet.
Yeah.
You need your quota, you get paid.
Yeah, we can. They
we'll look into it and see what, you know, what we can do money wise. All right, that's all I have. Anybody else on the council have anything else that they'd like to bring up?
Yeah, we got the rest of our committee to do it. Bluer.
We've got Bluer reports, yep.
Ken Bonney's report. Gary's hours report.
Yeah. I meant on the enforcement thing, but no, that's fine. Because if we don't, that's what we go to next. Committee reports. Gary? Mr. Sauer? I'm sorry. Maybe you guys were
quick.
I want to treat you like your home. Gary.
That is fine. I appreciate it. Just a side note, the village of Thompsonville, I think, just hired a light ordnance. Officer.
Oh.
And you probably are aware of who he is, Mr. Cabert. But,
yes. That was who I was thinking of.
That's the man.
You might want to talk to them. I don't know any much more about that. We're looking for a county administrator. Carl is retiring and he'll be done in December. Hopefully the process is supposed to start in June, which it already has. And we should have somebody by October.
Okay.
Depending on how it goes. The other big item has been the maples.
Yeah.
And the more they get into it, the worse it gets. The research I've done on it, which is just done on my own, the only one I can see that needs to be held accountable is the architect. But I think he should be pursuing the other options of getting clearance through the state and the feds, and I don't see that happening. But right now, if they take the roof off, they're going to destroy probably the whole roof. Because yeah, metal trusses, they'd have to pull the gables, they have to reshoot everything. And if that would cover the code, and I'm not sure that it will. Mm-hmm. So I don't look for a real quick fix, but I'm hoping for the best. So.
I hope for the people that are excited to move, because some of them,
well, we're losing money.
I mean, time is of the essence there.
We're losing money.
they hired a bunch of people, then they had to let them go, you know?
Yeah.
Can we change the code?
Can we change the code? I think that's part of the problem. They're using two different codes. Two different timeline codes. Nobody's on the same page. And I don't know why we can't get a hold of somebody. The building authority is the one controlling it, and their lawyer is the one that are...
Is it a county and a state code that they're...
No, it's a state and a federal code. Because it's Medicare, it's, we have to meet federal fire codes. The roof is an hour roof, and it needs to be a 2-hour roof.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know any other way around it. I've heard other options, but I don't see anybody stepping up with the answers.
Wow.
So that's about all I have, so thank you.
It's a lot on the plate. Okay, Kenny?
You all got the consumer confidence water report in your packet. I sent it to the DEQ, and there's a copy here, and there's also copies at the village office. If somebody wants one, I'll give one to you if you want.
There's one in the post office, right?
Yep.
Okay, I can copy that one.
Oh, yeah, I can just give you one.
Okay, well,
so, I mean, I got
that one
in the village office. Yeah, you take this one, it's here.
Okay, I'll take that one. Thanks.
And it's just for the testing and stuff that we do. And I met with Scott Conradson yesterday. This can be a meeting with the water part of the Joyce and Ken and Kathy and I on Monday for some of his recommendations and stuff to come back to council with. We did a few shutoffs on the non-payments. We had one that decided they would turn their own water back on.
Cool.
And I called the sheriff's department on it. I haven't heard back from them yet, but I told them that we'd prosecute on it. And then the second time I shut it off, I pulled the meter out. And that was it on them. And then I had to call. Last Friday I had people in the roundhouse. They went in through the fence. And I wasn't in town. Someone called me and told, so I just called for the sheriff's department to go. Because it's all posted, trespassers will be prosecuted. I told them, you know, because it's unsafe. There was little kids and everything in there. And if they knock over one of them poles and one of them walls come down.
Yeah.
Then we're liable.
Right. So, did that learn that? Just been getting everything ready for summer.
We need to do something with that roundhouse thing. That's a disaster waiting to happen.
Well, it has the fence on. I mean, you only get a few every once in a while that decide that just because the fence there and there's signs on it, they can do what they want and they knock it down and go over it, so.
Yeah, they literally knock it down. They knock anything. They've been doing it for years.
I know.
The sheriff's department takes a couple people to jail and they get fined. They quit.
But it'd be nice to just take care of get rid of the unsafe.
If you want to find $100, you
that's all
I'm that, can you use that grant money? There's no left.
We spent it.
No, there's really a lot from the demolition that had something that we should look at if there's any.
Does Scott signed off on doing anything with that ground floor?
A few years ago, Holly, they took down everything that they thought was insecure.
Did you know that, James?
What?
Has Scott Guest signed off the doing anything for the roundhouse?
He doesn't own the roundhouse.
You know, he doesn't own it, but he was going to, for getting some land or something, he was going to put in some shops in there and develop that whole thing, and that's never been done.
Yeah.
That probably never will be done under certain
times. Yeah. I don't know.
Lua?
Lua, I got good news and bad news all over at this time. They, because of Glenn coming in that amount of time this last year, there was, our budget showed there was an overbalance of what we needed, and it's a one-time thing. Frankfurt is going to get a certain portion of it, and Alberta's got around $20,000.
Yeah, it was Cindy.
It was, yes. And then on top of that, on the other side of that, we are coming in with our interest saving each time it comes up. We're saving $7,100 in interest. We're saving for because of the new, when we had the bond debt renewed.
Right. When I talked to Dan about that this week and asked him why we weren't seeing that, why our payments were still so high, and he said that they're making the same payments and they're just going to pay it off earlier so the loan will be done.
That's what we're trying to do.
Quicker.
But we're making a one-time thing.
And we don't want people to...
Yeah, don't expect they're going to put their rate down or anything. But
right.
Not
right.
It's because the rest of their money is going to go into back into when they need equipment. Our equipment on the way to the low.
Well, that is good news.
So you were none of that.
Ken, was it a Lua Council decision to continue charging Frankfurt and Alberta the same amount for debt payoff, even though the bond was renegotiated and lowered? Was that a council decision?
No.
It was a Lua decision.
Yeah, a Lua.
We need documentation of that.
Yeah.
Our audit can't close until we get documentation of why we're being charged,
I can't understand what the problem is. Of all these years that they've been in operation, all of a sudden in the last year, they need all these new payments.
It's because the bond is a new bond at a lower interest rate and a lower payment for Lua on the books, but Alberta still didn't charge the same amount. There needs to be documentation.
You got it.
Why? No, it doesn't. It hasn't been provided. Why the village is still getting charged for the old bond not for the new bond?
No, you're not.
Yeah, we are. I have an email into Margaret to that effect. If they are indeed keeping the payment the same because of the early payoff, then that needs to be in writing. And I do have an email number on that. So.
As it is, you were getting the interest back, actually, it's about $16,000 a year on that. And like I said, so they're giving a one-time payback because the guns came in and gave it a good shot of money, several hundred truckloads, and when you do that, we didn't have it set up on our expense account, so the money is being distributed to a certain amount. I didn't have an exact figure, but. So it's coming in. That's the free part of it, anyway. So when you get a check from Margaret over there from Lua, that'll tell you what you got.
I've been enjoying what you people are doing very much because you're very civil in the way you conduct your business, and that's really a rare thing. And we'd like to thank you for letting us have time, but we have to go.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank you, and
it's true. I've been so many meetings, but there's no rancor in this group.
Thank you. And regarding that officer to check on things, that's a good idea. Frankfurt needs one too.
We need a follower.
They don't follow up when they say they're going to do something and they should clean up. They don't do it. There should be an officer.
Have a great night. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
We appreciate it.
Thanks, thanks. Okay, municipal buildings, Parks and Rec, Piccadilly Trail, and Mr. Bill.
I have nothing to report in that regard. I would just like to say that Solstice is happening Saturday. I hope everybody can come and enjoy themselves.
Yeah, a lot of work to do that.
I've heard people say, is there a solstice? I haven't seen any advertised.
It was in the last week's, not this week, it was the last week's.
In the paper.
Fancy paper, there was a whole page done on that.
Back page of Fancy Current, I got that newspaper, posters.
The Traverse City paper, the free paper was on that.
Yeah. Has there been any Fancy Valley Trail meetings held?
I don't know.
Okay.
I can answer that, I think. Is that the one, I think they're meeting the second Tuesday at the government center, is that right? For this trail here? I believe it's at 4:00.
Always the second Tuesday?
Yes, it's, yes.
4:00 where?
At the government center.
In the commissioner's building or room? Thanks.
Can we maybe get on the July agenda, voting on Andy Ballinger's application to be on Parks and Rec again?
It was supposed to be on this month, wasn't it? He was on and then off and then now he's once back on. Is that Andy?
Yeah, same Andy, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yes, we will. BFA, Ms. Holly.
Oh, I put a paper in here.
Yep. Anybody have any questions on that?
What if no one has any questions?
You want the binder?
Oh, I think I'm there. All right, employee relations, Joyce.
We didn't have a meeting.
No, this is good news?
Well, hopefully, I said we didn't need one and very, she did, so.
Okay, president's report. We did have a planning commission meeting and we are working on the capitalization improvement plan and also the zoning ordinance, kind of going over all that. So that's what we worked on. And I've gone to several solstice meetings. They have just an update to further what Bill said on that. All of their permits are in place, their licenses are in place. They have a pretty good volunteer group and set up this Friday night. But they didn't want to roll up their sleeves and do that. They were glad we have that help. Dan already said that, Dr. Josh already said that. Called MDQ and Cadillac, already said that about the FOIA request for the monitoring. Talked to Sheriff Shendell and actually asked him for a sit down talking about the village concerns on what is the county, you know, what can they do, what, how should we react, and who should we call for specific things. So I'm going to try to do that within the next couple of weeks. And I'm a little bit confused sometimes. Need to clarify that on when is it a zoning ordinance? When does the village have the authority to enforce something, and when do you call the county? when it's a zoning ordinance that the village created, that's our baby. And that's where our code enforcement officer would come in handy. When it's a civil infraction, somebody takes the water meter, or the water, and turns it back on, that's a civil infraction.
Well, our zoning, I take care of the zoning. I write a zoning file.
Right, but our other ordinances that aren't, we handle the stuff that we create in our zoning and stuff like that, we handle. So vandalism, sheriff. Dune dogging on the beach, sheriff.
Right.
But I think there, for me, just personally, there's a lot of uncertainty, so that's why I want to sit down with you and find out, you know, what can Brown do for us.
They're only going to do it if they can make some money off of it.
Then they need to write a ticket instead of letting them off.
And it agrees where it overlaps, like there's a state fine for not picking up after your dog, but there's also a village fine for not picking up after your dog. So, who enforces?
Right. Because a lot of things are, you know, again, redundant. You know, we have ours, the state has theirs, the federal has theirs, so we'll find out who do you call.
Well, usually the, at least with like building codes, the village ordinance would take precedence.
Oh, where is it?
And then after that, state takes precedence. Mm-hmm. No, village, county, state,
and federal. Yeah. Right. But for some things, we don't have the means to enforce. So would they pick that up? I guess that's going to be my biggest question, too.
We need Capper.
You know? And I'd also like to comment on the guys that are doing our mowing. I think they're doing a really nice job. I saw them a little bit last night and told them, I thought, I think they're doing a really nice job. Everything is.
You watch it, you run the straight line.
They're doing a good job. So I guess the next big thing is, you know, the enforcement of this junk ordinance.
We need it. This is ridiculous.
You know, it's summer. This is one of the most lush summers we've had as far as green and everything. It's just beautiful.
Just as long as she don't look out her window, you're just fine.
And there's a new one. Where'd you put it? Road at the end of the road.
Oh, is there a new one down there?
That end of the road.
Pages have one part of the road.
Oh, you're kidding.
On the road right away. But half the people in town have stuff on the road right away.
And they don't, and that's what that needs to be done, taken care of. They shouldn't be allowed to do that. I mean, would you like me to put a car on the sidewalk? I mean, I just walk up a block and there's a car across it.
Call the sheriff's department. Sheriff's department, go write a ticket for a car on the sidewalk.
Our sidewalk ordinance says nobody can block a sidewalk or put anything on a sidewalk.
Big elephant in the village, in the middle of the village. And I don't have the authority to move it. So Alberta shall remain an eclectic village.
Maybe that should be our sign.
Exactly.
Like I said, when we got so many people that take care of their patients, and keep it up neat, and then you walk, look across the street, you got a junkyard. Now, and that's what we got when people use Lincoln Avenue most of the time, so they bypass the stop sign in Alberta. They'll use Lincoln Avenue, go up all the way up through there, and that's one of our main streets in town. And when you got a place like up there at the end of Lincoln, and a block from the end of Lincoln.
Why does he have all those boards piled down there anyway? Is he remodeling or something?
What's that?
At the end of Lincoln.
My son lives on the end of Lincoln, pays taxes on the end of Lincoln. Going on?
Well, I know, but the man across the street has this big pile of crap.
That's right.
A lot of them are big piles of the wood chips from when Consumers was around chipping.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them that's around town that I don't know what they're going to do with them.
I have no idea.
People needed 5 wheelbarrow loads of wood chips and got 15 yard load.
Yeah.
And all they had to do was ask, and I took them what they needed to do more about it.
But I'm not talking about the wood chips.
Right.
They got a pile of lumber down there, too.
Yeah. I went down and talked to them.
Are they remodeling, or?
No, they just threw it out.
Right.
Well, evidently, they did remodel.
No. They just threw it out of the garage. See, the people own that are up in Alaska.
No, I think I heard them. I think he's back.
Did he come back again? They had a party over the weekend.
Well, we'll talk to them.
The dogs have been barking, so I just thought it was home. Then they put that trailer down in front of the trailer sets there in front of our right-of-way. So like I said, there's people, the stuff on our right-of-way shouldn't be there, and it shouldn't. I guess the only way we're going to stop it is by getting somebody that will control our ordinance. Even if it costs them whatever it costs the fine, and you get it all.
They make a fortune putting them on pay that is.
I'm telling you, it's bad.
All right, are we done?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Anybody else have a public comment? Okay. Motion to adjourn. Do I have support?
I support it.
Anybody done? Thank you. Thank you all.
I guess I should have called Kathy.
Hey Holly, I can get you the, if you want, I'll just do it.